The Good News Hour greets you once again. Your speaker is Johnny Horn of Atchison, Kansas. And now we're going to bring before you the sea of the Word of God, or the sea of the glad tidings, or the gospel of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if you were to turn to the prophecy of Isaiah and read in that very first chapter, and I should just like to urge upon all my hearers to read that interesting chapter. Of course, it's extremely solemn. And in it, God, a holy God, brings before the children of Israel, a people who had been so highly favored of himself, the fact that they had refused and turned their backs upon his gracious offer, and they had sinned against him with a high hand. But you know, God is different than man. And oh, when you read the Word of God, you can trace there the footsteps of that blessed one who loves, and that blessed one who is long-suffering and who is patient too. And if there's ever a portion in the Word of God that brings before us the long-suffering of our God, I'm quite sure it's found in Isaiah chapter 1. So after giving us a description of the fearful sins of that highly favored nation, then in about verse 18 he says, and this is the sea of the gospel, the sea of the Word of God, the ABCs that we've been bringing before you. And so he says in verse 18, come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Now, I bless God for such a tender appeal as that. And did you notice that he said, come? And did you notice he follows it up by saying, come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Now, I'm sure that again and again, I have given you a message on that little word, come, and we've used it in the form of an acrostic, so I should just hurriedly pass over it. For the first letters in that little word, come, you can put this word there, C-H-I-L-D-R-E-N, come children. And then for the next people, older people, they're invited as well. And for the letter M, middle-aged people. And then for the letter E, everybody. Think of it. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Yes, he'd like to wash away forever your every sin and give you a place in his presence, an assured place, and a guarantee that you'd spend eternity with him. Now, I want to remind you of something I think that is very important, because you see, after his having given that wonderful invitation, you see, in other words, it's his provision. He has made ample provision for everybody. He reminds them of their responsibility to his great provision. And you find that in the very next verse where he says, if ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword. The mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. And so we'd like to remind all our hearers today that while it is true God has made infinite provision, he has made provision for every son and for every daughter of Adam's race. For we read that when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. We read, for instance, in Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 6, all we like sheep have gone astray, we've turned every one to his own way, and the Lord, or God Jehovah, hath laid upon him the sins or the iniquities of us all. And now the responsibility rests wholly upon your shoulders. And we say reverently, it is your move, it is now up to you. And as we so often say, what will you do with Jesus? The call comes low and sweet, as tenderly he bids you your burden cast at his feet. And I have no doubt he has made it appeals to you again and again. We trust that those appeals shall not fall upon deaf ears, but that you'll be responsive today, and that you will come, and come now. If you expect to share the glories that have been purchased by his death upon Calvary, then your responsibility is to come to receive Christ as your personal Savior, and you will be then fitted for mansions in the sky. However, if ye refuse and rebel, you see, there's a penalty for those who refuse. And if you treasure that soul of yours, I tell you, you would no longer delay. You would come and enjoy the feast of fastings, the joy of forgiveness, the joy of present salvation, and the assurance that you'll be with him and like him forever and ever. Listen to this, will you? The B of the gospel. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Thou shalt be saved. Listen to this, the C of the gospel. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come today. Trust him as your personal Savior. And present and everlasting salvation is yours.